I'm really relieved now. It's been almost 3 months. Well, as of the 19th, it's 3 months since we were first detained. So, and there's been sort of no light at the end of the tunnel, so to speak. So, to have this, it's more of a relief. I'm still feel as though, I haven't done anything wrong, and we were illegally taken in the high seas. International waters, so all that still stands as far as I'm concerned. But it's a real relief to sort of see that we can go
And do you think you'll be home in time for Christmas? Have you got any indication?
home. Again, it's sort of a Russian thing, I think. They keep you in the dark, a bit of a mushroom, if you know what the meaning of a mushroom is. We'll probably know more tomorrow. Apparently, it has to be gazetted first, so they publish it. The Duma resolution or whatever they call it will be published, and that's going to happen tomorrow. And then it will be up to the bureaucrats to get their act together so that we can sign all the paperwork, which I imagine will be quite a bit. And of course, they brought us to Russia, and we have no entry visa, so we have to get an entry visa, and then we have to get an exit visa. So that's also could take some time.
How important is it to you that you do get home in time for Christmas?
Well, my girls are here. My whole life is over here at the moment, thanks to Greenpeace, brought them over for me. They were there to sort of on the day I was released. We were together, so it's my whole Christmas is here. I'm sorry, all the people in Tassie, Merry Christmas, but I'm quite happy to be here as long as my girls are with me.
Do you take it as a good sign about Russia that this amnesty has been granted?
I think it's great. It's not just for us, of course. They did sort of hint that there could be 25,000 people affected by this decree. So, I think it's a fantastic thing for people who have been held for probably quite some time, quite a lot more time than I have, to get some freedom again, for basically doing, not too much. Maybe just voicing their opinion, and they've been in jail for quite some time. So I think those people will be very pleased to be receiving this amnesty as well.
The captain of your vessel has expressed concern about the Russians among you, that they might be released, but they remain in Russia and their future, therefore, he has some concerns about them.
Yes, of course, they have to live here. Still not very clear as to, what they will ask us to sort of sign. I believe that they're going to just drop the investigation, but there could be something attached to your name, so to speak, even though we weren't tried or anything like that. So they may have to still work with lawyers and things for a time to sort of clear their name. So it is a concern, but I think they're possibly better off to be sort of set free from this side of it anyway, take an amnesty.
And tell us about that side of it. In retrospect, what's been the hardest thing about your time in detention?
Oh, well, as I said, it's just not knowing. Ever since I was on the ship, they said, "Oh, look, you'll only be 4 hours," and it was 71 days later. And all during that time, we were, there was so much rumour and this is possible, that's possible, and all of a sudden we were, put on a train to go to St. Petersburg and all sorts of things happening, but there's still no light at the end of the tunnel, no clear picture of what was going to happen at all. As I say, even the amnesty today, I don't know that I'll be really thinking it's happened until I'm on that plane.